We are back on the local beat with O'Brien. It is brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry and somebody we always trust each and every Wednesday morning here on the morning show to bring us the local news. It is the one and only Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, good morning, sir. How are we doing today?
Hey, we're all right. Thanks, Rocco.
Fantastic, Dave. Let's start with a story from earlier this week in the Chronicle Telegram. I believe this was actually in Tuesday's edition, if I'm not mistaken, as a good chunk of change will be helping build a new Lorain County Crisis Receiving Center. And again, the Chronicle Telegram had more in Tuesday's CT. Dave, what's this all about?
Yeah, you're correct, Rocco. It was announced Monday, and we wrote about it for Tuesday's edition. The State Controlling Board released $1 million for the construction of the Lorain County Crisis Receiving Center. Now, as regular readers might know, this is a joint project between the Mental Health, Addiction, and Recovery Services Board of Lorain County, otherwise known as MARS, Nord Center, Lakota Way, other agencies as well. So this is 29,000, nearly 30,000 square foot facility in Lorain is going to give 24/7 access for behavioral health care and detox services for residents going through through addiction, going through their going through the steps to try to get clean from substance abuse disorders and things of that nature. It's going to have 32 beds, 16 for those with mental health issues and 16 for those detoxing, looking for addiction help, and then they will be moved on to other appropriate places perhaps halfway houses or perhaps addiction treatment recovery centers, mm-hmm. sort of the 28-30 day programs, things like that. But this is a place where people can go immediately, and the word crisis is right in the name. The people who are in crisis, instead of ending up in Lorain County Jail, instead of ending up on what we call like a 72-hour hold, or sometimes it's known as a pink slip, being on a secure ward in a hospital or in some sort of mental health treatment center. This will be immediate help, rapid counseling, possible medication stabilization if people need medication, if they're doing medication-assisted treatment, mm-hmm. for their addiction services. They can be assessed by counselors and by addiction helpers and medical doctors and that kind of thing, hoping that they will get to a point where we're now serving 10,000 people every year.
Wow.
To do inpatient detox, emergency services, that kind of thing. Both State Rep Joe Miller, the Amherst Democrat, and State Senator Nathan Manning, a Republican from North Ridgeville, put out news releases and gave comments in the paper the other day, and just basically, Manning said, in critical situations, people need a reliable facility to provide crisis care at all hours. And Miller, said that this work, this crisis center, demonstrates the incredible work of a variety of entities that were able to come together to better meet the needs of people in crisis. So it's a good situation. A good thing that they're doing there. Groundbreaking will be in late October. Wow. On October 27th, Mars is going to break ground. This is something that that has had funding sources, many different funding sources, American Rescue Plan Act funds, Nord Center, Lakota Way, other community partners put some money into this. Lorain County Commissioners, Board of Commissioners put in approximately $4 million back in 2021 to get this going. And then the Mars Board is going to use grants and donations and that kind of thing to basically staff and run this facility for the next decade or so. And they get Medicare money, and they get money from the state, money from the federal government to basically treat those people who might not have insurance. Also, some people who might have insurance, but that insurance doesn't, quite kick in as fast as it needs to. Sometimes you don't immediately get that insurance money to take care of your needs. So this will be a really important thing. Create a way to bridge those gaps in service and in recovery and in mental health crisis.
So certainly good to see another $1 million approved for the construction of this Lorain County Crisis Receiving Center. And as Davey just told us there, obviously money going towards a great cause and helping those get the immediate need and attention that they need. Well, speaking of kind of the mental health awareness territory, Dave, earlier this week, Monday afternoon to be precise, the Elyria YWCA's Racial Equity Center played host to a number of barbers and stylists who weren't learning anything about cutting hair or styling hair that day or anything like that. Rather, learning about mental health in the communities that they serve. Dave, what happened Monday afternoon at the Elyria YWCA?
Yeah, the Confess Project. This is really, really interesting. So the YWCA's Racial Equity Center brought together barbers and stylists, and they all took a seat to learn about mental health concerns in the communities that they serve, and again, kind of keep going with the mental health, projects here. Trying to break down barriers and stigma for Black and Hispanic men and women who are looking for mental health support. This is a project that started in Atlanta back in 2016, focused on helping Black men and boys with coping skills and support, connecting them through and with local barbershops to reach people. Really kind of an interesting way to do that because you figure, you go to the barbershop and there's a lot of other men sitting around, especially if you go to kind of an all-male barbershop and you talk, maybe you talk about sports or you talk about, things that are going on, how you're doing in school or how work's going and everything. But this is a place where there's kind of a feeling of safety, right? And I assume it's the same for women going to stylists. The Confess Project, it's a way, and Darnell Rice said it better than I could. He's chief membership and engagement officer for the project. He said it's important for barbers to be the first line of defense, but also make sure that barbers and stylists have the opportunities to save life. Sometimes they can act as suicide prevention gatekeepers, and that's really kind of an interesting way to look at it. It's talking to people about their thoughts and feelings and things while they're there cutting your hair. That's a very personal thing to do, is allow somebody and trust somebody to cut your hair. This has been done in the past with human trafficking projects. I know I've written in the past during my career about barbers and stylists going through human trafficking training and saying, if a woman or a man comes in and they're acting nervous and there's somebody hovering around them, there's ways that you can ask the appropriate questions and find out maybe they're being trafficked, in some way. And folks have gone through that kind of training in the state of Ohio, and there was a drive a couple years ago to do this. Some of the first people, maybe the only people that you might talk to would be your stylist or barber, especially, if you do that weekly or sometimes monthly. But suicide rates among Black and Hispanic men over the past decade have been going up, and so there's been some work to kind of tailor suicide prevention efforts to men in those communities. Rebecca Jones from Mars Board, speaking of Mars Board, said that barbers and stylists are trusted members of the community. Folks go and talk about their lives anyway. So this is an opportunity to train them to be active listeners and help connect folks with care. We're not training them to be therapists, but they're mental health advocates and can help you get, resources elsewhere once you get up out of that chair. It's like being an ambassador for mental health, right? Mm-hmm. Darnell Rice said, ever since the civil rights movement began, the barbershop has been a safe space for support and information and community. And really, really kind of an interesting way to look at it and to go about it, and hopefully it saves some lives.
Yeah, so very cool stuff here from the Confess Project. You can find more at theconfessprojectofamerica.org. But pretty cool to see that coming to Lorain County. And I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there, Dave, and reading through some of the quotes. Barbers and stylists, they can serve as gatekeepers to some of that mental health awareness. As obviously, the barbershop can be a good place to chop it up and talk about sports or stuff like that, you said, but also more serious things as well. So very cool what the Confess Project is doing here, no question. As again, we're joined by Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram on this morning's Local Beat, presented by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you, Carissa, all your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, it's Commissioners, Lorain County Commissioners Week, their meeting week. So I'll be involved in covering those meetings and seeing what the county, countywide, what the commissioners are doing. I know Owen McMillan, my colleague, is working on some things out of North Ridgeville. I know Chris Wojtak is working on some things out of the Amherst School District. And then Kevin Martin working, as always, on Elyria city issues. A little bit of an update on the Journey Inn up there on Lorain Boulevard. Mm. And what might be the future of that, as well as planning for the 2024 eclipse, which we're going to be in that band of eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
And there's going to be an awful lot of eclipse tourism up here in Lorain County. And so And so Kevin is planning to talk to Fire Chief Joe Prunesti about planning for the 2024 eclipse that will be going on in Elyria. So yeah, all of that and more at ChronicleT.com or in your Chronicle Telegram print edition. Please pick up a copy on the newsstands if you get the chance. If you don't already have it delivered, or go on our e-edition online and check that out. You can do that over your morning coffee. And I know a lot of the folks that I deal with at the courthouse and in county and city government, they definitely do that because they're very busy people.
Very very fond of that digital e-edition. So pick up a copy of the Chronicle today or find that e-edition online at ChronicleT.com. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Eclipse going to have this area going crazy in just a couple of months from now. So certainly looking forward to that. All right, Dave, before I let you go, we got to end as we always do. What have you got for this week's scanner story?
Well, here's an interesting one, and again, we hope that this person is okay. We do not encourage any kind of illicit substances use on here on the local beat. Obviously, please keep it legal is all we're asking. But we're going to go to University Heights, courtesy of Northeast Ohio Scanner on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, and we're going to get a disturbance on Silsby, where there is a woman in the street. Or there was a woman in the street screaming that she ate too many brownies.
What kind of brownies, Dave? Huh? Isn't that the question of the hour?
I cannot comment on what kind of brownies they were. I do not know, but I don't know. I don't know what exactly she was baking up or had served to her. But yeah, just don't dose your friends. It's not not nice.
No, hell, maybe she was just on a diet and was maybe freaking out that she went a little overboard on the brownies. But, I'm thinking there may have been some illegal substance use in there, potentially. So
Possibly. Yeah. Of course, we don't mean to embarrass her, obviously. Don't know her name, and quite frankly, we just hope that she got some help.
Well, she may not have known her name either that night. I mean, we're not entirely sure how things all went down.
But... Who can say?
Oh, my goodness. Entertaining scanner story. As always, my friend, and again, for the latest from Dave and all of the colleagues over there at the Chronicle Telegram, pick up a copy of that CT today or find that digital e-edition online at ChronicleT.com. Dave, thank you for the time. As always, my friend, I appreciate it. Have a great rest of the week, and we will catch up some more next Wednesday.
Fabulous, Rocco. We'll talk to you then.